newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The first debate of the 2012 presidential race, with provocative questions planned by Fox News, was good political entertainment, but somehow didn't get around to tackling the biggest issue. How do the candidates plan to replace the millions of U.S. middle-class jobs that have gone overseas? The unemployment rate has now topped 9% for the 22nd month, but that figure does not paint the jobs picture as bleak as it really is, because only 80% of men in their prime working years, between ages 25 and 54, have a job, compared to 95% during the 1960s. Even that statistic does not measure the millions of men of that age who are now working for one-half or one-quarter or even one-tenth of the wage for the job they lost. Obama is bragging that the economy added 268,000 new jobs last year, but 62,000 of those jobs were hired by McDonald's because Obama gave that chain a waiver from Obamacare. This month, former trade negotiator and now Senator Rob Portman unveiled what he called a Senate Republican jobs plan. Unfortunately, it includes asking Congress to hurry up and ratify the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement known as CORUS. CORUS is another bad trade agreement that will import more cheap Asian products and export more U.S. jobs. This CORUS treaty is supported by the globalists, who think Americans should compete with Asians who work for less than one-third, often as little as one-twentieth, of the wages that Americans expect for similar work. Here's what trade with South Korea means. Last year, South Korea's auto sales in the U.S. totaled $7.5 billion, while U.S. auto sales in Korea totaled only $500 million. The South Korea trade agreement will cost us more U.S. jobs and increase our trade deficit.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth.
You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth.
Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth one word at a time on the unsolicited opinion here on KHNC 1360.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, it's a hot one throughout the USA, huh? Gee, now I remember in the 70s that it was an ice age was coming. That was the scare then. Let's see, now in the 80s, the ozone layer, we were destroying that, so we had to get rid of spray deodorants and any kind of aerosol spray cans. You couldn't have those anymore because, oh, there was this hole in the ozone layer. And let's see now, what do we have going on for the 90s? We've got the sky is falling and it's global warming. No, wait a second. It's not global warming anymore. It's climate change. This way, if it rains or if it snows or if the wind blows or if it doesn't blow or if there's a heat wave, well, we can get it all just captured under one lovely Orwellian title, can't we? I just think it's so wonderful. They're so good at that stuff. Aren't those people who control this whole hustle, aren't they really wordsmiths? They really are. You know what I mean? Just kind of like a blacksmith shoes the horses and make sure that their gait is steady and they're able to walk and not become lame. Well, these global wordsmiths, well, they're real good at manipulating people, aren't they? Because they want to make sure that we aren't distracted on the path that we're walking towards truth. They want to make sure that we don't hit those bumpy bumps in the road that would indicate that a little lie is being said, that we're hitting those truth bumps. So they're real good at making sure that they cover all the bases, that no matter what it is, it applies. Isn't that miraculous? It really is an amazing thing how adept these people are at manipulating verbiage so that people are sucked right into it like a vortex. They're sucked right into this huge industrial fan so that they can scatter all your pieces. When you're chopped into a million little bits, they can blow them all to the wind because that's what they really want to do, isn't it? I mean, they're not really interested in making sure that humanity, most of humanity, stays alive, are they? I mean, for those of you out there listening who are up on what this whole global warming, climate change, sky is falling mantra is all about, you must have figured out by now that it's about decreasing the world's population by 85%. So guess what, kids? Who do you think is part of the 85%? Who do you think it shall be? Will it be me? Will it be you? We know it won't be them, because they're the puppet masters. They control the game. So we know that their little game plan is to get rid of us. And they're going to take the noisy ones out first. Because, I mean, you know, we're redistributors of the truth. So you can't have that. So by hook or crook, they'll come up with some kind of a scam to take out the most vocal, the most vociferous amongst us, and they will figure out a way to take us out of the mix one way or another. Now, look at, I was looking at the internet today, you know, and about this whole Rupert Murdoch little fiasco that's going down. It's just kind of ironic. It's just coincidental, though. I don't think there's anything more to it, so don't worry your little old heads over it. But the whistleblower for this whole hacking thing, well, he just happened to be found dead. Isn't that something? In fact, I think they were saying that he killed himself. Isn't it interesting that he just decided, I think I'll just off myself now because after I exposed these different things, I think I'll just take my own life. kind of coincidental, don't you think? Wasn't there somebody, and I can't remember his name, wasn't there a man when Clinton was in office? Didn't he just kind of decide to take his own life, too? I can't remember that whole hustle. It doesn't come readily to mind. And I you know, I don't do a whole lot of pre-planning for my show, so I suppose I should. Some people might say, well, you should do more planning. Or some people might say, well, you don't need to do any at all, or you need to do less, whatever. But anyway, bottom line is, I can't remember that fellow's name, but I think it was kind of interesting that I think he was a whistleblower too, wasn't he? God, what was that scandal? I don't remember. Maybe somebody will call in and let me know what it is. But it's just kind of ironic that these people who are the whistleblowers, the ones who bring this information to our attention, that somehow lots of them just seem to decide, gee, maybe a day or two later, I think I'll kill myself now. Think they were going to kill themselves before they blew the whistle on these people? I don't think so. Nope, I don't think so. But there are a lot of people out there who are very adept at making murders look like suicides. They have those skill sets. So, who knows? I'm just throwing it out there. It's just, you know, fodder. It's just food for thought. That's all. You guys can draw your own conclusion. I've already drawn mine, so it's up to you to make up your mind. But you need to have information to do that, and I'm all about redistributing the truth, as my guests are all about redistributing the truth as well. That's the purpose of my show. So if you'd like to go to my website and find out more information, it is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is always a podcast of my show up on my website, as well as links to my guests' websites. And my guest this morning, who I'll be bringing on in a couple of minutes after the first break, is Beverly Eichmann, and she has been an educator. She was a technical and science writer for and editor-in-chief of NASA's official newspaper in the 70s. She was chief speechwriter for Chief Justice Warren E. Burger, author of several books, one of them Walking Targets, many others. She's been on my show before. She is an author. She's been executive director of the National Education Consortium. Boy, I can't talk today. Specializing in education and privacy law. And she's a smart cookie, and she knows all about Hegel's dialectic and consensus and how they manipulate people, what's happening in our educational system, and why kids don't have a clue. So listen, on that note, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, my guest, Beverly Eichmann, will be joining us. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
813-4.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the first hour call-in number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest's website is BeverlyE.com, and she is joining me this morning. Hi, Beverly. How are you?
Fine. It's a pleasure to be on your show again.
Oh, I always look forward to it. I love to have smart cookies on, Beverly, and you're certainly in that category.
But anyway, I'm glad to be on your show. You sound like a pretty smart cookie to me yourself.
Well, now and then I have a few things going in the right direction. But I wanted to just talk about a variety of things this morning. And you know so much about our educational system. And if you would, Beverly, would you talk about some of the different programs that have been implemented over the years and how they're just the same crap rehashed and given a different title, such as like Goals 2000 and, you know, No Child Left Behind. That's one I think that a lot of people know about. And now we've got the Race to the Top with Obama, and they've all come up with something. But tell us a little bit about those programs and how they manipulate kids, because I know a lot of people have no clue their public education system is manipulating their children.
Well, actually, you're right. I mean, No Child Left Behind was George W. Bush's incarnation of the same old, same old. It was started, it started as Effective Schools Movement back in the 70s. And it was, you know, then it morphed into outcome-based education in the 80s. And I blew the whistle there, saying that a lot of the, not just the curriculum was bad, but it was bad because the assessment tests, and they aren't, well, actually aren't tests, they're called assessments for reasons, because they aren't tests, that they were really a government attempt to get kids to reveal personal information about themselves. The first one I saw was 61% personality profile, which is over half. And at that point, I got a lot of things from the computer systems and so forth, because they weren't quite as secured, although they were held tighter than Pentagon Papers, but they were not quite as secure, and you could get a hold of them then if you really knew what you were doing. Now it's really difficult. But, if you know, you keep going on about how the same thing is being done, because what happens is these questions reveal just enough about political attitudes that then they can create curriculum to counter what the child has put down as an opinion, and that is what goes into it. And I actually saw them. The first test, for example, that I saw that was 61% personality profile was called the Educational Quality Assessment, or EQA, and after a whole bunch of work, and actually working with a senator on this, I looked at the covers of some of the curriculum that came in on the heels of that, and on the covers it said EQA, same thing, Educational Quality Assessment, and then you found the federal money, and that was illegal at the time. Your federal government was not supposed to be involved in curriculum. And they were. They actually even sent out a few people to help implement the curriculums, and that's where we got them. But then they changed the law. Surprise, surprise. And now, of course, they're just doing it right and left, but mostly left. But this is the point. You know, the parent does not – all the parents' prerogatives have been usurped. And as that continues to happen, parents get less and less interested in the school. And pretty soon the child comes home as somebody they don't know. They don't recognize this child that they sent off to school 4 years ago. And then they really kind of withdraw from the school.
Beverly, let me ask you a question. Do you know, all these years you've always heard that, oh, the teenage years and the kid is just, you know, like this hostile stranger living in your house kind of a thing, and that's just all the hormones and those teenage, you know, all the nuances of teenagehood, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of that had more to do with how they were being, their value system was being challenged in school than it had to do with the fact that their hormones were raging and they were little nuts from that. What, do you think that that would have played a large factor in why kids were so oppositional? In fact, that reminds me of
a huge role. I mean, it was the role. That, I mean, before the 40s, you didn't have that. I mean, you had kids that maybe went a different direction from their parents professionally. You had kids that maybe mouthed off to their parents occasionally or didn't like what their parents, disagreed with their parents. But it wasn't this hugely hostile environment. I mean, it wasn't this constant, we don't even know what you're talking about, and then the parents looking back at them, and I don't recognize you. There was none of that, and the media, of course, helped feed it, and it was supposed to. The rock and roll era, while I certainly liked a lot of the music, there was an undercurrent there of leftism and trying to separate the kid. It was targeted. It was marketed to kids. And that was the first time that had really happened. When you had music marketed to anybody, it was marketed to adults and the whole mainstream thing. I mean, it was marketed to the whole country, the population. That's the way they looked at it. But here, suddenly, in the 50s, late 50s, really, but mostly early 60s, you started to have things marketed, whether they were films or music, but there was this undercurrent of marketing to kids, and the folk music came along. Some of it was very musical, and you could really sing to it, unlike today, but there was the undercurrent of we're anti-establishment, meaning our parents don't count anymore. They are, you know, out of it. We don't trust anyone over 30, which is really funny because here's Clinton now, over 60.
Yeah, right.
He was singing the same song back then. Yes, it had a huge part to do with it, and I name all the people, really, that are connected with that in the book that I won the award for, which was an international award, Cloning of the American Mind, Eradicating Morality Through Education. That was the big 600-pager, but it gives names, dates, places, who did what to whom, and how they did it.
Well, while you mention books, I'm just going to read, and all your books are available on your website, which is beverlye.com. That is BEVERLYE.com. And Beverly has written many books. She's written one entitled Walking Targets, How Our Psychological Classrooms Are Producing a Nation of Sitting Ducks. She's written one, Cloning of the American Mind, and Eradicating Morality Through Education. She's written Educating for the New World Order. She's written Microchipped, How the Educational Establishment Took Us Beyond Big Brother, How to Counter Group Manipulation Tactics, and she's got one, and this is your 2011 edition.
Yeah,
it's been updated. And that one, listen, everybody, I know I've mentioned this before, but some of you who have not listened heretofore, when you go into any of these meetings, whether it's a school board meeting or you're going to your town council meeting or your county commissioner meeting, a lot of those people have been trained in how to manipulate you as a group. A lot of these people have that entire background. They're facilitators to facilitate the meeting, to have the agenda occur that they want to have occur and the end game to be realized. And they have very great manipulation tactics that they utilize, and you need to know how to fight back. You need to be able to recognize them. So that's definitely one of the books. I would recommend getting all of her books because you really need to understand what tactics are being used on you, and there are so many of them, Beverly, that you can't even count them all.
I know. Honestly. Well, I mean, you need to, the main thing is I try to provide a context. I mean, I wrote the first book, Educating the New World Order, and it was such a surprise hit that everybody said, well, go into more depth. We want another one. And then I put my speeches together in Microchipped. And that's funny. My publisher said, why don't you send me all the, and he meant all, the evidence that went into your first book, Educating for the New World Order. And I will put that in there, shoot it down, and put it in the appendix. And I said, you know what you're saying? So, you know, box after box after box after box. And he did shoot it down. But, you know, because he did that and put it in the appendix, it is now considered a historical document, and nobody could ever sue me. Not the government, not anybody, because there it was. And they knew, too, that if they ever tried to sue any, you know, for anything else that I'd written, I would take them to court and it would be in the newspaper. So, you know, that's always what I say. Well, you know, if you want to go ahead and sue, I'll be happy to call the newspaper and we'll be here and we'll be, look at all this stuff and, hey, it'll be printed. And they said, nah, I don't think we want to do that.
Yeah.
And see, that's, but you need to know how we got where we are. I guess that's the point.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And so, I mean, our educational system has been deliberately, by design, altering the curriculum so that it meets this New World Order agenda.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that I hear all the time, Beverly, and I think that people need to be aware of the fact that a charter school, they think that's the answer to all of our problems with our public schools in this country. And I don't believe that's the case. What are your comments on our charter schools?
Well, they created a disaster, and now they're going to throw you a bone so that you can help take your kid away from that disaster. But guess what? It's still a government school. And so that means there's still federal money. And that means there's still the same old kind of testing and the same old go to school looking like hookers and pimps and the same old, you know. It's better in that there's fewer kids per teacher. And some of the charter schools try to zero in on certain capabilities such as music or math or science, which is a good idea. If a kid's good in that, then, yeah, go that way. But that's not going to last long, for one thing. And a lot of the charter schools have turned out kids that didn't know any more than their regular public school counterparts that they failed. In fact, I wrote one article on that called The Cheerio Charade, I think was it, and what charter schools failed to, and I think that was, yeah, that was it, what charter schools failed to, and you can find it just by going online and typing my last name in, and, you know, then charter schools, you know, like Ekman plus charter schools, and it'll come up. But in any case, you really need to get those kids out of public school to begin with. Never start with that. If you put them back in maybe a lot later after they've got a solid foundation, they might be able to handle it if you explain how to handle it. But really, to start off with, it's a recipe for driving a wedge between the family and the child.
Yeah, well, they've done a masterful job at achieving that, haven't they?
Oh, gosh. They have in spades, and that's really the big difference between pre-World War II, or really even right immediately after World War II, although that's when they really started doing it, and it was 1947 when the NEA, that's National Education Association, and the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching, they went in together and created UNESCO. Most people don't know that. They think UN was created over in Europe. Well, not exactly. UNESCO is very, very leftist, very leftist. And that whole education thing, most of your curriculum is really coming out of there. But it was started by $20,000 from the National Education Association and $20,000 from the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. And don't forget, both of those are tax-exempt, even though they're doing lobbying. Well, so what, you know, it doesn't matter as long as it's them, I guess. And, you know, in the end, they had a nice little scam going, and they took over the schools. That's basically what happened. UNESCO and those two organizations took over our schools.
I know we're going to go to break in about less than a minute or so, but when we come back, Beverly, I want you to talk about this International Baccalaureate program that I hear a lot about that, and I know sustainable development education is infused in every single thing from, you know, pre-K on up to a doctoral level of education in this country, actually throughout the world. But when we come back, would you talk about that International Baccalaureate program?
Sure.
and what that is supposed to be, and that cue music is that we are going to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
To the opinion, if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524 is the number for the first hour. If you go to my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, there are links to my guest's website, which is beverlye.com. They are always found under the podcast tab on my website. And there's a lot of information on my website. So listen, if you're interested in finding out more information, then I suggest you go there. I have links to everybody's websites on there so that people can know where to look to find out information. And Beverly's website has copious amounts of information, as well as links to the numerous books that she's written. And you really should purchase her books because this is a lady who's got a wealth of information. And I say this all the time, but it is so true. The only way that you're going to be able to fight back is if you arm yourself with knowledge. Ignorance does not succeed. Knowledge is what allows you to be successful, and that's the only way you're going to make it happen. You need to understand the tactics that are utilized against you, and you need to go to resources where they've spelled those tactics out, and they tell you how to counter those tactics. And Beverly Ekman, is it Ekman or Ekman, Beverly?
It's Ekman, actually.
Ekman, okay. Well, Beverly Ekman knows all about those. So if you go to her website, beverlye.com, you're going to find out that information. I know I had asked you to speak about the International Baccalaureate, if you would.
Sure.
A little bit before we switch topics here a little bit.
Okay. Well, there's some confusion about that, because people that say are in their 60s remember the International Baccalaureate as being quite legitimate and really rigorous, and it was. They only called it the baccalaureate program, though. They didn't call it the International Baccalaureate. It was international, and it did start in Switzerland, but it was not the IB program of today. And I went to one of these private academies in Washington, D.C., where they did have a baccalaureate program, because the kids were diplomats' kids, a lot of them, and they knew they were going to have to go back and take this really rigorous test. So it was really legitimate then. But then in the 40s, as usual, things changed, and but it didn't change right away, and not until about 1970, really 68. That's when they really kicked in the socialism. It was already a little socialistic, slight ideological bias. But, you know, in math, science, literature, spelling, geography, history, it was the gold standard. But now that is not true. Once UNESCO got hold of it, everything changed. Once the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 29, Section 3, got a hold, then everything changed even more. So what it is now is based on the Earth Charter. And the Earth Charter, the primary elements of that, and you can look under UNESCO and find that. You go to UNESCO and then type in Earth Charter on the search engine there, and you will find that it's Earth worship or pantheism, socialized medicine, world federalism, income redistribution among nations and within nations, eradication of genetically modified crops, which are the only kind some of them can have because of the disease factor, as in Africa, contraception and reproductive health rights, including abortion, on demand, and I mean for any reason at all, like I don't want a child this month, you know. Worldwide education for sustainability, which means planned communities and citizens told where they must live. Debt forgiveness and different standards for third world nations. In other words, they don't have to, you know, your global warming is fine here, but, you know, if they want to burn all their forests down, that's okay. Adoption of gay rights and the right of children to all sexual materials and literature. So let's just get them started on that in kindergarten. Elimination of any right to bear arms. You're left defenseless. Environmental extremist positions, including the global warming, the ban on pesticides, and so on. And setting aside biosphere reserves where no human presence is allowed, which means the government can come in and take your land, something that's now being debated before the Supreme Court, but basically that in Kelo versus New London it was decided, and yes, now they can come in and take your land. In fact, I just did an article where I mentioned, it's called The Ultimate Reality Show, I think that was the name of that, and I showed exactly how they can come in and take your land and charge you hundreds of thousands of dollars for an application to build on it, even if it's in right back in the middle of a neighborhood. If they decide it's a wetland, then you have to prove them wrong, and you will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it. Then, if you don't read too closely, the Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution seem like they're sort of repeated in the UN, a Universal Declaration on Human Rights. But it is modeled off of the wording, but it's a deceptive thing because you have to hold the two documents side by side to see where it's different. For example, the right to bear arms. Well, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has no right to bear arms. We do. No double jeopardy. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights does not prohibit double jeopardy.
So they keep state trying until hell freezes over, huh?
Yeah. The Declaration of Human Rights promotes earth worship, spirituality, limited government. Well, there's nothing in there in the Universal Declaration about limited government. It's super state government, nanny state government. Reserve powers. There's no reserve powers in the Universal Declaration. Recognition of natural law. Well, they don't recognize natural law. Guarantee that property cannot be taken by government without just compensation. Well, the Universal Declaration has no such guarantee. And actually, that is now usurping our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. And it's coming in bits and pieces and dribs and drabs so that, you know, like the proverbial frog in the pot, you don't notice. Yes, and that is what the IB, International Baccalaureate, I can't stress this enough, is promoting. And they do it kind of subtly in small doses. But, you know, a child of, you know, of 10 years old, they don't remember. They don't remember anything else. They remember going through backpack checks and, you know, and everything else, just like you do on the airplane, when they walk into the school. They don't remember that they used to just walk in and sit down. They don't remember any of this stuff. So this little business that the kids don't realize was used to be different. And then talking about sexual and personal subjects and, you know, just kind of no privacy whatsoever. It used to be back in the 50s and early 60s, if somebody came in and asked you how much you paid for your couch, that would be your parents would have gone, what? That's private. I'm not going to tell you that. That was an inappropriate question. Well, now in the era of Oprah and all these so-called tests that are really assessments, no, that's a perfectly legitimate question. Do you have this in your home? How many magazines do you have in your home? What are the magazines in your home? What medicines are in your parents' medicine cabinet? Hey, and write them down and come in. We'll all talk about them.
Beverly, on that note, hold that thought, Beverly. We're going to break. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in 2 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back, so hang in there.
I'm behavioral therapist James Lee.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassett Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number for the first hour of the show this morning is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Listen, if you want to know where you can hear my radio show, go to my website because the information is always there right on the main page. And listen, if you want to email me, there's a contact button on my website as well. You can shoot an email my way with your comments. I always like to hear what people have to say, so please feel free to shoot your commentary in my direction. My guest this morning is Beverly Ekman, and her website, beverlye.com. That is beverlye.com. Tons of information there. I suggest you buy this lady's book. She is a very smart cookie and knows about a lot of stuff, and really, I say this all the time, and I feel like I'm sometimes, I don't know, just a broken record here, I guess, but it's so critical that people understand the only way you can fight back is if you have information, and information and knowledge is your ammunition in this war, and we are in a war, truly we are. I don't believe that is an exaggeration in any way, shape, or form. And what we've been talking about thus far this morning is what's going on in our educational system. And I don't know, I think they've known for a long, long time. If you get the kids, you've got the people, you've got the culture, you've got the society if you have the kids. And these people have the kids. And they are targeting them deliberately because once they manipulate their minds, then they have achieved their objective. So that's why it's so critical that I personally believe the solution to our educational problem in this country is to pull your kids out and homeschool them. That's my opinion. Beverly, what's yours on that?
Well, you know, I agree that's the ideal situation in an ideal world. You have to realize that some parents don't feel comfortable with that. They don't have the patience for it, which is how schools emerged in the first place, really. I mean, I'm not saying in America, but everywhere, you know, in the free world or even in the non-free world. Because not every parent feels comfortable doing that. In fact, back in the colonial times and a little bit beyond that, they hired governesses to do it because that was their full-time job. It's very difficult. You have to have a lot of planning, and yes, you can do it. In fact, there's a lot of help out there now as you go on the internet for homeschooling, and you can do it. But you know, it's a 24/7 job almost because you of all the planning that goes into it, and then once you get to biology and so forth with labs and that kind of a thing, it becomes more and more difficult. But on the other hand, your private schools, most people are priced out of them now, and that was planned too, because it's so easy. What they did was make it so difficult through red tape and bureaucracy to start a private school that the prices became out of sight. Now they're only for the extremely rich. I mean, $250,000 doesn't qualify as rich, not anymore. I mean, if you have four kids and it's $21,000 a year to send your kid to a decent private school, do the math. Yeah. And you have, you know, three kids, you're not going to be able to do it. So, and then not only that, it's not just the tuition, it's the books are extra. And then you're expected to give a donation every year, and that goes into thousands. And if you don't, then your kid doesn't get some of the goodies that the other kids get. It's a whole different atmosphere than when I went to that private academy, which was $600 a year. And parent, even, you know, if you look at the inflation, the $21,000 or more is way beyond what inflation was in the same length of time. A lot of secretaries did send their kids to private schools. It was a little bit of a stretch, but not out of sight. And so that, you know, is completely different now. And it's government caused again because they've gotten their nose into everything, including things, just little things like, say, handicap bathrooms. Okay, they come in and they have to look at the school every now and then because you have to pass muster in your state. And you used to have to do that. And, gee, you don't have enough handicap bathrooms in here to satisfy code. You have one, you know, a handicap stall for every floor or whatever it is. And the school, private school, says, hey, we can't afford more than that. And they say, oh, that's all right. Just fill out this form and we'll give you the money. We'll loan you the money, not give it to you. We'll loan it to you. And then you're right back with the strings attached on these assessments, which the kids then have to fill out, and it goes into a data bank. I mean, you can't escape it.
That's you know, you mentioned
point.
The word handicap.
And so, yeah,
yet,
your only choice is either send them to a private school, public school, and then supplement that with your own little school. That's what the Japanese do, by the way, the Orientals. That's how they solve the problem, is they have Saturday school. And
there's a lot of different factors to this whole problem here in this country, and I know charter schools certainly aren't the answer, other than they may provide a safer environment, because you're not in the ghetto of Philly,
right,
and you're sending your kid to some school where they're not going to have to walk through a metal detector to get into kindergarten, but
the local druggie. You know, being the big cheese in the school, they've kind of done a little bit of a screening on that part of it, which, you know, screening, that gets into a whole other issue, but at least they screen out the criminals, the kids that have been in juvenile detention. But that's not going to last long.
We've got a caller, so we've got about another 2 minutes before we go to the first break. Let's take that caller real quick, and
okay,
then I've got another question for you as well,
okay,
Beverly. Hey, caller, what's your question? How you doing?
Hi. My name is Frank. I'm from Illinois, and I really am enjoying your guest. I have been through so much of what she is talking about, and I totally agree with her. I have five kids, and I'm a professional. My wife's a nurse, and we tried homeschooling in the beginning, and it only lasted 2 years. But you know what? Gave our kids a good background, and then we sent them off to the local Catholic school. And I'm telling you, just like your guest has said, there has been a personality change. This anger, the...
Caller, hang on real quick. Hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I'll hold you on. We're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody, so hang on.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in all, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and at the top of the hour, we will switch to our second hour, which is heard via Republic Broadcasting Network, and their website is republicbroadcasting.org for those of you who'd like to join us, and you're certainly welcome to do so. And the call-in number does switch at the top of the hour to a different call-in number, and so if you'd like to stay on here on this station, you're welcome to do that as well. Caller, we've got a couple minutes before we flip, so do you want to finish making your point, please?
Sure. The 2 points is, yes, homeschooling, it was great, but it was just so disruptive family-wise. We just, I would leave 8:30, 9 in the morning, and I'd come home 5, 6 o'clock at night, and my wife was still at it with my son, but my daughter did very, very well. But like a caller said, at least the two-year fundamental groundwork enabled our kids, when we finally put them into the private school, it gave them a little bit of a foundation to hang on to, because I've noticed the difference, because our three younger ones have been there since day one. And you are so right. The private school education is no different than the public, because they use the same books, and the excuse that we get from the local Catholic school is that, well, you know, there's all these standardized tests that they got to pass and take. Mm-hmm. Even the religion is watered down. It's a joke. And I tell my kids, look, because I call their social studies book the socialist studies book, and I said, look, just get your grades. You got to punch your, in the military, you used to have an expression, punch your ticket, just get your grades, but don't remember anything you're learning in your religion class or your history class, because it's all it really is. It's all like your guest had said. They're totally ignoring the Constitution. They make a big issue that the Second Amendment doesn't exist, and it's a joke. And even the teachers chastised the class. They had a mock election in the class during the last election, and the kids overwhelmingly voted for McCain, even though, you know, whatever issue. But the point was, the teacher chastised the kids and said, you know, she's openly pro-choice and this and that. And this is a Catholic school, so you can imagine how many times we, you know, myself.
Yeah, it's bad, because I had one fellow, in fact, the co-founder of National Education Consortium, who was an attorney, civil rights attorney. He said that his daughter, he wasn't Catholic, but he sent his Catholic school, and he said, I was shocked that my daughter came home and told me that they had assessment surveys, and one of the questions was, when did you first have sex? And,
wow.
You know, not did you, or, you know, do you approve of it, or anything. It was like, when did you stop beating your wife type question. And
yeah.
Very bad, but keep in mind, too, that the U.S. version of Catholic schools is different than the, I mean, Pope John Paul would never approve of this, or have approved before he died. He would never have approved of this.
And, you know,
listen, Beverly and caller, I want to thank you for calling in. And if you want to call in onto the second hour via republicbroadcasting.org, you're certainly welcome to join us if you have another question. But I'm going to cut you loose right now.
Thank you.
The call-in number for the second hour is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, because we only have about another minute to go before we flip over to our second hour here for the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And which is heard actually Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific, via Republic Broadcasting Network, and also KHNC 1360, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the first hour of the show. But if you want to call back in on the second hour, please do so. And, Beverly, I'm going to cut you loose to connect with me over on the other side so that we can continue this discussion, if you would, please. So I appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay.
Shall I stay on?
No, you got to connect with me on the other number on the other side. So hang up, call back on 800-313-9443, Bev. Hey, everybody, listen, this is Maggie. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. You can find out how to reach me. Hey, chin up for those who aren't coming over, and I will be back in a minute. Hang in there.
Now you can reach the American.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall.